Yeah, peace and complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿大家平安。
Praise and thank God that can give us another day to be able to wake up and live and worship Him.
感谢主耶稣，让我们再有一天能够醒过来，又能够在这里敬拜他。
It's really a great blessing that we be able to get up and breathe the fresh air and be able to enjoy the weather, and then come to worship God.
每天早上能够起来就是享受每一天的。美好，然后又能敬拜神是福气。
So we know that the theme is counseling.
我们这次的主题是辅导。
So let me ask you a question.
问大家一个问题。
So who are the counselors in our church?
在教会里面谁是做辅导的？
Who are the counselors in our church?
在我们教会谁是做辅导的工作？
Jesus, okay.
主耶稣。
Yeah, by default, if you say G is always right, right?
只要说主耶稣，当然一定就是对的。
You can never go wrong, right?
这是不会错的。
It's true, actually, Jesus Christ, actually, he's the main counselor.
其实主耶稣本身就是主要的辅导者。
But quite often, why do people come to seek for counseling from us?
可是为什么人常常会找我们来做辅导呢？
What's the reason?
为什么？
This is the kind of question we need to think to ourselves before we can even sit down with a person to talk to them.
在我们还没有坐下来辅导别人之前，要先问自己这样的问题。
When we're looking from the spiritual eyesight, right, why do people seek counseling?
从属灵的角度来看，人为什么需要辅导？
Sister, you, what do you think?Okay, they want to be encouraged.
因为他们需要受到安慰或鼓励。
Actually, when we talk about the counseling that outside the church, for example,
在一般的辅导
most of the time, the reason people have counseling because there's something going on within their lives or with their life.
人需要辅导，因为在生活上出了问题。
So, but for Christian,
可是基督徒
just like in our church.
譬如说在我们教会里面
When people come to seek counseling
当一个人来寻求辅导
Most of the time
通常
The reason they seek counseling because their relationship with God is not good
都是因为他们和神的关系出了问题
Because the relationship with God is not good then everything else in their lives will become a problem
因为一个人的关系跟神的关系出了问题生活的其他方面就会出问题。
So in other words, for us to be counselors, actually is a very easy thing.
所以其实要做辅导是很容易的。
Because the most difficult thing with counseling is that to identify the problem.
要做辅导最困难的一部分就是要针对问题。
So if we be able to identify the problem, then 70% of the counseling is already there.
如果你找到问题，辅导的70%工作已经做完了。
So since I've been in Christ the last 12 years,
小弟在主内已经主里已经12年。
I think I've been the pastor about 6 years now.
做传道6年。
And almost every time I talk to brothers and sisters, and the reason they need counseling because there's somehow some way their relationship with God has not been good.
小弟看到每一次信徒需要辅导，就是因为他们和神的关系不是很良好。
And because of this, and then everything in their lives will not go as good as they wanted.
因此他们在生活当中就会出现种种的症状。
So in other words, we say, who are the counselors?
所以要回答这个问题，就是谁是辅导者
？All of us are counselors.
答案是我们都是辅导者。
In other words, if anyone come to seek help from us, we would be able.To pretty much try our best to bring them back to God.
不管是谁来寻求辅导，我们的目的最终目的就是要把他们带回神面前。
So don't think that the pastors are the counselors.
所以不要想说只有传道才是辅导者。
And the council members are counselors.
或是只有负责人才是辅导者。
But rather, every one of us sitting here this morning, we can be a counselors.
而是每一个人，我们今天坐在这里的每一位都能够成为辅导者。
Let's go to Luke chapter 4.
我们请看路加福音第4章。
Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章,
verse 16 and 17.
16节, 17节.
Actually, verse 16 to verse 19, these are two qualifications that we need to have to be able to be a counselor.
从16节到19节讲到辅导者的装备。
So in Luke chapter 4, verse 16,
路加四章十六节,
so he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as he custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read, verse 17.
17.
And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found a place where it is written, verse 18.
18.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel of the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives, and to recover of sight to those who are blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. So we can see this is the time that our Lord Jesus Christ came out to preach the gospel.
这是主耶稣刚开始出来传福音。
See, in the beginning, actually, he went into the synagogue and read the book of Isaiah.
他先进到会堂要念以赛亚书。
And then he read the part that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
就念到一处写着说主的灵在我身上。
Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
因为他用膏膏我叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
Then he sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
来差遣我报告被掳的得释放。
Then he continued to all the way to the verse 19 to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
一直到最后报告神悦纳人的喜年。
So we can see here, if you and I read the Bible always,
如果我们常常读圣经,
if we always in the Spirit of the Lord,
如果常常在神的灵里面,
and then we can be a counselor just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们都可以像主耶稣成为好的辅导者。
But at the same time, not everyone is gifted with counseling.
可是话又说回来，不是每一个人都有辅导的恩赐。
Just like any other gift, some people are more gifted than others to counsel people.
就是说像任何的教会工作一样，每一个人都有不同的恩赐。
Because some people, they're not comfortable talking to other people.
有些人他跟别人谈话不是很自在。
And sometimes because of this, then we'll not be able to, to be a good counselor.
或许这是一个没有办法做好辅导的一个原因。
Because if we cannot talk, then we cannot encourage others.
如果连说话都没有恩赐，那就很难做辅导。
And some people, they are not good at listening.
有些人他不能静下来听别人的话。
If people are not good at listening, there's no way you can be a good counselor.
若不能听别人的话，就不能做好的辅导者。
Because listening is 90% of counseling.
因为辅导90%的工作就是要听对方。
You can see Brother Daniel, right?
我们看到朱弟兄。
Everybody knows he's a pretty good counselor, right?
知道他的专长是辅导。
And look at his personality, right?
我们看他的个性。
He's very outgoing, right?
他很外向。
And quite often when you talk to people, you always look at them in the eye, right? And really pay close attention to them.
他看别人谈话都是看着对方，而且很。
So in other words, before he even sit down with a person to do counseling with them, he built all the good relationship with everyone already.
所以当他还没有坐下来辅导对方的时候，他和对方已经建立好一个关系。
But not everybody can be like Brother Daniel, right?
但是不是每一个人都像他有这样的恩赐。
Some people come to church just very shy; they don't want to talk to anybody.
有些人很害羞，来到教会不愿意和别人多谈话。
So in other words, even though every one of us can be a counselor, but not every one of us can be a great and wonderful counselor.
虽然每一个人都能够做辅导，但是不一定是每一个人都能够做很好的辅导者。
Because it is a gift from the Lord.
因为这也是从主来的恩赐。
And we know if we want to be a good counselor,
如果要做好辅导，
we must have, the image and likeness of Christ.
我们知道要有基督的形象。
Even though we have the gift,
虽然我们有恩赐,
to talk to people, to listen to people,
能够和别人对谈,
but if we are not close to our Lord Jesus Christ,
但是如果我们和主耶稣没有亲密的关系,
we can never be a wonderful counselor.
就永远没办法做好辅导者。
Why? Because if we talk to our brothers and sisters,
我们和弟兄姐妹交谈的时候,
their problems are very different than the problems of people in the world. So because of this, we need to have the wisdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we can talk. We can listen. But if we don't speak according to the word of God, and then if we don't listen and, you know, and try to make everything become, you know, a spiritual matter, then that counseling will be in vain.
但是若不是我们若不是照神的话, 而且用属灵的角度来看事情, 这样的辅导是没有功效的。
And we know that, you know, this triangle theory.
我们都知道这个三角形的理论,
God is up top.
神在上端,
then the counselors and the counselors on the side.
辅导者和被辅导的是在两边。
Actually, if we want to be a good counselor,
要做好辅导,
there's no way we can take God out of the picture.
是不可能把神, 拿开这个公式。
If we take God out of the picture, then we can never be a good counselor.
如果这个公式中没有神的话, 就不能做好辅导。
But if you and I can be close to God,
但是如果我们与神的关系很好,
if we as counselor can be close to God,
特别是我们辅导者与神的关系,
then for sure we can be able to help the counselees.
我们就能够帮助受 需要辅导的人。
Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 37.
请看以西结书37章。
You know, sometimes, of course, we know all these teachings.
我们常常知道这些道理。
But sometimes it's just so difficult for us to put into practice.
可是, 常常觉得要行出来很难。
Because sometimes, you know, when we try to help people, we try to bring things, you know, maybe the worldly wisdom, the worldly knowledge, sometimes that, you know, it sounds very fancy, it sounds very nice, it sounds very professional.
有时候我们用, 世界上的一些智慧, 听起来好像是很专业,
but on the end,
但是到最后,
we cannot help a person.
还是帮不了对方。
So that's why in Ezekiel chapter 37,
以西结书37章这里说,
that we know the Lord brought him to the valley, this valley full of dry bones.
神带以西结出来到平原，这个平原遍满是骸骨。
And then if you read verse 11,
第11节,
Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 11.
请看以西结书37章11节.
Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off.
主对我说, 人子啊, 这些骸骨就是以色列全家, 他们说, 我们的骨头枯干了, 我们的指望失去了, 我们灭绝尽尽了。
So the dry bones,
这些干骨,
it represents the whole house of Israel.
象征以色列全家。
And why did they feel that their bones are dry?
为什么他们像枯干的骨头?
That their hope is lost.
因为他们的指望失去了。
And they themselves are cut off.
他们觉得灭绝尽尽了。
You know, quite often, many people feel like this when they come to seek for counseling from us.
一个人来找我们, 要需要辅导是常常因为他们感受到这样的情境。
So why did the whole Israelite felt like this during this time?
为什么以色列全家在这时候会感觉这样?
Because there were times they committed great sin against God.
因为他们犯了大罪得罪了神。
Because of this, God was not with them.
因此神不与他们同在。
So when God is not with them, of course they're going to feel that they have no life inside of them.
既然神不与他们同在, 他们觉得里面的生命没有,
because they have no hope. Because they feel that God is no longer with them. So when we work with brothers and sisters, most of the time, this is the situation.
当我们帮助弟兄姐妹的时候,
because God is no longer, you know, inside their lives.
因为神不在,
and even God is inside their life, but it's not, you know, it's not to the full potential.
就算神还在他们生活当中, 但是没有, 充满在他们生活里。
But if you work with people in the world,
可是在, 一般的世人, 的, 互动当中,
the subject of God, you know, never comes up.
他们不会谈神的事情。
Because quite often, whatever kind of problem they have, actually they always, you know, blame on society, blame on the environment, and quite often blame on yourself.
常常一般的人把问题都推卸到, 别人身上或者社会身上。
But the blame on yourself is very rare.
很少人会责怪自己。
Quite often you always blame, you know, on the environment and on the society that we live in.
就是责怪环境, 责怪社会。
But we as Christians, we know better.
可是基督徒不一样。
Of course, the people in the world, they live just like the people in the world.
世人, 他们, 的生活自然像世人一样。
But we as Christians,
可是我们是基督徒。
We must be able to transcend beyond all these things that's in the world.
我们必须要提升超越这些。
So we cannot blame on others.
我们不能把责任推卸给
别人。Because of our weaknesses.
明知自己是自己的软弱。
Just like Adam.
就像亚当。
When God asked him, "Hey, what have you done?"
神问他说你做了什么。
Then what did he say to God?
他怎么回答神呢？
God, you are the one that gave me this woman.
是神你给我这个女人。
That's why I sin.
所以我犯罪了。
And then God, you are this woman, the one that make me eat the fruit.
女人说她说这是女人给我吃的果子。
That's why I sin.
所以我犯罪。
Then Eve said, the serpent the one that caused me to eat the fruit.
女人说是蛇引诱我犯罪。
And that's why I sin.
所以我犯罪。
But guess what?
但是
God cursed all three of them.
神咒诅他们三个。
Because all I see, Adam and Eve should know better not to eat the fruit from the midst of the tree of the garden.
亚当和夏娃他们应该晓得本来就不应该吃这果子。
So in other words, as Christian,
身为基督徒的我们,
when we sin against God,
当我们犯罪得罪神,
we cannot blame the people, we cannot blame the environment, we cannot blame on anything.
我们不能把责任推卸给其他的人或者是我们的环境。
So we have this kind of mentality.
我们要有这样的心态。
Then we know it's very important for us to be close to God.
要知道与神亲近是最重要的。
Can you imagine the whole house of Israel? They felt that their bones are dry, their hope is lost, and they are cut off.
以色列全家他们就像枯干的骨头，觉得失去了指望，灭绝尽尽。
And that's why God brought Ezekiel to this valley full of dry bones.
因此神把他领到这个充满枯干骨头的平原。
Remember Nehemiah.
我们还记得尼希米。
Even though he lived in a palace.
虽然他身住在皇宫里。
But when he went to talk to his brethren Hanani.
可是当他跟哈纳尼，也就是他的同胞讲话的时候。
And there were two problems that Hanani shared with Nehemiah.
这个哈纳尼就对尼希米讲了两个问题。
Anybody remember the two problems?
还记得这两个问题是什么吗？
What was the two problems that Hanani shared with Nehemiah?
他所提到的两个问题是什么？
Yes, first, the wall of Jerusalem are broken down.
第一个就是耶路撒冷城墙已经被拆毁。
Actually, Jerusalem is the city of God.
耶路撒冷是神的城。
How can the wall be broken down?
它的城墙怎么会被拆毁？
So that was the first problem.
这是第一个问题。
And then what is the second problem?
第二个问题呢？
What's that? Yeah, so the city gates burned and it was broken down and the gates on fire. That's one problem, right? What's the other problem?
城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧，这是一个问题。另外一个问题是什么？
Yes, actually the people, right, they're under distress and reproach.
他们剩下的人，就是被掳剩下的人，遭大难受凌辱。
Actually, if the wall of Jerusalem were not broken down,
如果耶路撒冷的城墙没有被拆毁，
then maybe the people would not be in great distress and reproach.
或许剩下的渔民就不会遭大难受凌辱。
And maybe if the people are not in great distress and reproach, maybe the wall of Jerusalem won't be broken down.
从另外一个观点来看，如果他们没有受凌辱，或许城墙也不会被拆毁。
So why, you know, what are we saying?
所以这里的论点是什么？
When our brother and sister come to seek for counseling,
当我们的弟兄姐妹寻求辅导。
You know, quite often because our relationship with God is not good.
常常是因为他们和神的关系破坏了。
And because of this, we always have going to have reproach and distress.
所以生活上好像遭大难受凌辱。
So just like these dry bones.
就好像这些枯干的骨头。
But what did God use to be able to make these dry bones alive?
神怎么再使这些枯干的骨头复活起来？
First, Ezekiel, he was filled with the Spirit of God.
以西结先知他被神的灵充满。
In other words, God cannot use him if he's not filled with his Spirit.
如果他没有被神的灵充满，神就不会用他。
The only reason he can go to the valley to full of dry bones because the Spirit of the Lord came upon him.
他能够到这个遍满骸骨的平原，是因为神的灵首先降在他身上。
So the same thing if we want to be counselors.
要成为辅导者。
There's no way we, you know, we can be a good counselor if life, if Christ does not live inside of us.
若是基督没有活在我们生活里，生活活在我们里头，我们就不可能做好的辅导者。
And then because the Spirit of the Lord, then the Spirit brought him to the valley that's full of dry bones.
神的灵带他出去，放在平原，这平原遍满骸骨。
So when we talk about being filled with the image and likeness of Christ.
因此，当我们谈到要被基督的形象来充满
，is to have the wisdom to be able to see through our brothers and sisters.
也就是说，要有基督的智慧来看透弟兄姐妹的问题。
Now, when one of our brothers or sisters have problems, for example,
当信徒有了问题
，when we sit down and talk to them,
我们坐下来和他谈话
，do we have the spiritual eyesight to see right away?
我们是不是有属灵的眼光能够看透？
Actually, if we are filled with God's Spirit,
如果我们被神的灵充满
we can feel their problems.
我们就能够感受到他们的问题
Without them telling us, we will know what kind of situation they're going through.
他们都不用说明，我们就知道他的问题在哪里
So God asked Ezekiel to prophesy to the dry bones.
所以神对以西结说要向这些骸骨说预言
For sure, it took a lot of faith from Ezekiel.
以西结一定对神要有很大的信心。
If Ezekiel did not have faith,
如果以西结对神没有信心
there's no way he will prophesy to the dry bones.
他不可能会向这些骸骨说预言。
So the same thing with us.
对我们来说也是一样。
When we talk to brothers and sisters,
当我们和弟兄姐妹谈话的时候
it seems their situation is so difficult.
有时候他们的问题和情况好像很严重。
There's no way we can help them.
好像没有人能够帮他们。
But if you are filled with God's word,
但是我们若是被神的灵
we fill with God's
充满
we fill with God's spirit,
被神的灵充满
we never ever lose hope on our brothers and sisters,
就绝对不会放弃我们的弟兄姐妹
So that's why Ezekiel prophesies the word of God to the bones.
因此以西结就向这些骸骨说预言
Then there's a sign of life.
就有这个生命的迹象
But they still did not become alive yet.
可是他们这些骸骨还没有马上复活。
Then God asked him to prophesy to the four winds.
神就叫以西结先知要向四方来说预言。
Then the breath came into this dry bone.
就有气来吹在这些被杀的人身上。
And they became a great army of God.
他们便站起来成为极大的军队。
So in other words, as counselors,
我们身为辅导者的
really There's no way we can be a good counselor without our Lord Jesus Christ.
没有主耶稣不可能成为好的辅导者。
Because the problems that brothers and sisters have most of the time are spiritual problems.
弟兄姐妹的问题通常都是灵性方面的问题。
So if you and I want to be a good counselor, we must be close to Christ.
如果我们要成为好的辅导者，我们一定要与主耶稣亲近。
If we look at the next triangle.
我们来看下一个三角形。
So you cannot see down below, but the below, the red triangle that go to the bottom on the bottom it says Satan.
在这个下面红色的三角形的最低，那里是写着撒旦。
Actually, in our life, there's only two ways to go.
在我们生活里只有两个方向。
There's nothing in between.
没有所谓中间的地带。
Are we going to be close to Christ or be close to Satan?
你要选择与基督靠近基督要不然就是选择靠近撒旦。
And most of the time, the counselees who come to seek for help, a lot of time their life is more toward Satan than God.
通常来需要辅导的人，他们的生活方向是靠着撒旦。
Actually, we're not saying that the counselees are bad, you know, are bad brethren things. We're not saying that.
不是说需要辅导的弟兄姐妹是坏的。
But sometimes just Satan deceived them, right? And tried to weaken their faith and tried to weaken their hope.
可是常常他们被撒旦所迷惑所以灵性软弱。
So in other words, we as a counselor.
所以我们是身为辅导者的。
If we ourselves are not close to God,
如果我们与神不亲近
then there's no way we can help the counselees to be close to God.
我们就没有办法帮助弟兄姐妹亲近神。
If we as counselor, you know, lean toward more being close to Satan, right?
如果我们帮助他们，反而更靠近撒旦。
Of course, it seems that's very harsh if we say this.
当然，这样看听讲起来好像太严厉了。
But sometimes we are like this.
但是有时候我们却犯这样的。
When we are weak in faith,
当我们自己的信心
软弱 When we allow Satan to deceive us, we allow Satan to weaken our faith.
当我们让魔鬼来迷惑我们，让我们灵命软弱
And that's the time we should not be counselors.
我们就不应该做辅导
You know, sometimes when you talk to brothers and sisters,
有时候我们和弟兄姐妹谈话
and they try to help other brothers and sisters.
我们会发现有些人想要帮助弟兄姐妹。
For example, one time, a sister wanted to a sister she's a little bit older.
例如有一位比较年长的姐妹。
And she, of course, you know, people, you know, say to her, "You must get married. You're getting old already."
有些人很多人都会对她说，你上了年纪，赶快结婚吧。
And the marriage coordinator,
那负责婚姻辅导的弟兄的。
She encouraged the sister to marry outside the church.
就来劝这位姐妹去考虑嫁给不信主的。
Because this marriage coordinator feel that this sister is old already, no brother's gonna marry her, so maybe it's better off to go outside and marry Gentile.
因为这做婚姻辅导的姐妹觉得说这位姐妹都已经上了年纪又没有对象，所以应该赶快在外面找一个对象。
But we know this is not the right way to do it.
但是这样的方法是不正确的。
So in other words, if we are weak in faith ourselves, we cannot be a good counselor that's according to God's will.
如果我们自己的信仰、信心软弱，我们就不能照神的旨意来做辅导。
Because anyone who's close to the Lord Jesus Christ,
因为凡是任何人如果与神亲近
would never encourage a sister or brother to go out marry outside the church because they are getting older.
他怎么样也不会鼓励别人去考虑嫁娶这个不信主的。
But things like this happen all the time.
可是，在实际上实际情况里，我们常常看到这样的事情发生。
So that's why when we think about being a good counselor,
所以我们谈到要做好辅导
we must be close to God.
我们必须要与神亲近。
And the only way to be able to do that is to read the Bible to pray. There's nothing else.
要亲近神没有别的方法，就是要读经祷告。
Of course, it's good for us to study counseling and things like that. I mean, it's always a benefit.
那当然要学习辅导，这是有些好处。
But sometimes when we feel that we know so much about counseling, and also we will use the worldly ways to counsel our brothers and sisters.
好，有时候我们要讲觉得自己很懂辅导，就会用世界的方法去做辅导。
You know, before I was ordained as a minister,
在我还没有被案例做传道之前
，the GA asked me to write a counseling manual.
总会要我写一个辅导的手册。
Of course, because I was a counselor before.
因为我以前是做辅导的。
For me, I say to myself, there's no way I can do that.
我就对自己说，我做不来。
Because my biblical knowledge is not good enough.
因为我的圣经知识不够。
And then if I write this counseling manual, maybe we'll lean toward more the worldly ways of doing things.
如果我这样来写的话，我写的只是照世界的方法。
So until now,
到了现在
I still feel uncomfortable doing counseling. Document counseling.
我还是很觉得要写这样的书很难。
Because I study counseling for I work as a counselor for 10 years and I study for the last 16 years.
我做辅导再加上读有关这方面的这个学问已经16年了。
So in other words, the worldly thought is ingrained in my head.
所以世界上的一些知识已经在就是深深的在我脑海里。
So for me to write something like counsel manual, from a biblical perspective, I'm really afraid to do it.
所以我觉得我不敢从圣经的角度来写有关辅导的道理。
But maybe 20 years from now,
可能再过20年吧。
When I'm old and very forgetful of all the things that I did when I was, as a counselor.
等我老了或者是忘了世上的东西。
But for us, it should be very simple.
但是对我们来讲这是很容易的。
Read the Bible and pray.
只要读经祷告
then you will be a good counselor.
你就会做好辅导。
Because if we have the word of God inside of us, the spirit of God inside of us, then everything that comes out of our mouth will be according to God's will.
因为若是有神的灵、神的话在我们里面，我们讲出来的自然就是属神的。
But quite often the reason we cannot be good counselors because we are not close to God.
可是常常我们做不好辅导，是因为我们没有亲近神。
So if we be able to get this down, that our relationship with God is so close, and then for sure, 90% of counseling is already done.
如果我们懂得亲近神， 就是照这个图画上所表示的，我们就已经做好90%的辅导。
And most of the counselees, when they are weak in their faith,
被辅导的他们信心软弱。
We can see on the bottom here, right? L O E L O F P O L. This is
下面所讲的 L O E L O F 跟 P O L.
This is the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and pride of life.
就是眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲和今生的骄傲。
Most of the time, the counselees will have these three main problems.
通常受辅导的都是有这些问题。
Because they cannot overcome these three things that Satan put forth to tempt them.
因为他们就是没办法胜过撒旦的诱惑。
So before we go to the next one, do anybody have any question, any thought?
有没有弟兄姐妹有什么问题？
Because we want this seminar to be very interactive.
我们希望这样的讲习会是互动的。
Because counseling is all about sharing and talking.
因为辅导就是要谈话。
If there's no sharing and talking, then it would be a sermon, right? Not counseling.
没有交流，没有谈话，就不是辅导，而是一个讲道。
I see this concept seems to be very easy.
这样的观念好像是很容易。
Read the Bible and pray.
读经祷告。
Then you'll be a good counselor.
就会做好辅导。
Then if we be able to do this, and then we don't have to do the rest of the topics that we're going to go through.
这样好，就不需要再讲其他的。
But quite often it's very difficult to do this.
但是常常是很难的。
Because Satan always tries to pull us down.
因为撒旦常常会把我们拉下来。
Remember when Nehemiah went to his fellow brethren.
当尼希米去看他的兄弟。
What was the first thing that his enemy said about Nehemiah?
他的敌人首先对他说的是什么？
I listen to Nehemiah.
请看尼希米记。
For me, when I read this verse, it's very interesting.
我觉得这很有意思。
Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 10.
请看尼希米书第二章第十节。
Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 10.
第二章第十节。
When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official heard of it, they were deeply disturbed that a man had come to seek the well-being of the children of Israel.
荷伦人参巴拉并为奴的亚门人多比亚听见有人来为以色列人求好处，就甚恼怒。
So amazingly that, you know, the Israelites' enemy, right, they felt so disturbed. Why? Because a man came to show concern about his fellow brethren.
这些敌人，以色列的敌人，他们很恼怒，是因为看到有人为他们求好处。
And why did Nehemiah be able to do this?
为什么尼希米能够这样做呢？
Because his relationship with God was very good.
因为他和神的关系很好。
So in other words, if we have a good relationship with God, by default, you and I will seek the well-being of our fellow brethren.
你和神的关系很好，自然就会为你的弟兄姐妹求好。
You know, sometimes we don't think that when, for example, when we come to Sabbath.
比如说在安息日来聚会的时候。
You know, sometimes our fellow brethren they're in great distress and reproach.
我们知道我们旁边的弟兄或姐妹他们遭大难受凌辱。
And maybe that 5 minutes of conversation with them and encourage them that you know, will be able to uplift their spirit.
或许你只要花5分钟的时间与他对谈，就能够提升他的心灵。
So counseling is not always sitting down face to face and do counseling.
辅导不一定是要很正式的坐下来来做辅导。
Counseling is sharing our faith, our testimony, our experience with God.
辅导其实就是将我们的信仰和我们与神的一些经历。经验来与对方分享。
Of course, in the world, they can never say this is counseling, right?
在世界上的观点来看，这个不能算作是辅导。
Because in the world, there's only 3 types of counseling.
在世界上只有三种辅导。
That is individual counseling,
个人辅导
，couple counseling,
夫妻辅导
，and group counseling,
还有群体的辅导。
And when they do this kind of counseling, the environment must be isolated.
通常做这样的辅导，是要把这对方与其他的事物隔离。
In other words, if you do one-to-one counseling, you must close your door.
做个人辅导的时候，首先要关上门。
We cannot talk one-to-one with all other people around us.
有别人在场就不能做个人辅导。
But for us as Christian,
但是我们基督徒
，when we sit down with brothers and sisters,
我们和弟兄姐妹坐下来
，when we encourage them,
我们来勉励他们的时候
，when we use the Bible and use the experience that we have in Christ to encourage them, this is counseling.
我们用神的话，用我们的体验来与他们分享，这就是辅导。
Why do we say this?
为什么这样说呢？
Look at the life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看我们主耶稣的一生。
Actually, he did many counseling.
他常常在做辅导。
He did individual counseling.
他做个人辅导。
I don't know about couple counseling.
But
group counseling for sure.
但是一定是有做群体的辅导。
But he always do it in the open.
他都是公开的做辅导。
And be able to just encourage people to uplift the spirit.
他就是来鼓励他们，安慰他们。
So for us,
我们呢？
If we're not close to God,
如果我们不亲近神，
there's no way we can be able to help our brother and sister who are close to Satan.
就不能帮助那些已经靠近撒旦的弟兄姐妹。
Any comment, any thought?
有没有什么感想？
Okay, let's go to the next topic.
我们到下一个题目。
Being expert in warfare.
就是要在征战的事情上做就是有擅长征战的事。
So what do I mean by being expert in warfare?
什么叫做擅长与征战？
Can a counselor have no idea about the warfare that we are fighting, you know, against or fighting with?
要做辅导的人能够不晓得我们所征战的吗？
This, if we're not expert in warfare, there's no way we can overcome an enemy.
如果我们没有办法在征战上熟练的话，就不可能胜过对方。
No, for example, all the great wars that have happened in the beginning of mankind.
我们从人类的历史来看所有的征战。
Even during the time of David.
从大卫的时候，
Why David be able to win so many battles?
为什么大卫可以百战百胜？
Because David is a man of war.
因为他是一位勇士。
And he was an expert at war, in warfare.
他是擅长于征战。
And why he was such an expert in warfare?
为什么他能够擅长于征战？
Because every battle he's encountered, he always prayed to God.
因为他每一次战役都会先向神祈求。
So when he prayed to God, God gave him the wisdom to be an expert to see things differently than other people.
所以神让他能够看到别人看不到的。
So because of this, he be able to win many wars.
所以他可以常常战胜。
So for us,
我们也是。
If we counseling a person,
我们要辅导对方。
If we are not expert in warfare.
如果我们不擅长于征战，
then there's no way we can be good counselors.
就不能做好辅导。
Because the first mistake usually people make when we do counseling, we make judgment to the person we are counseling.
常常我们在做辅导之前就已经对对方下了一个判断。
Maybe if a brother and sister share with us their problems, for example.
当弟兄姐妹告诉我们他们的问题。
We say, oh, my kids give me such a big problem.
比如说我的孩子给我很头痛。
Maybe the first thought came to our mind say, oh, maybe you're not good parents. That's what we think to ourselves, right?
或许我们自己心里就想说你一定不是一个好的父母。
If we as the counselor think that, oh, maybe you're not good parents, automatically already you're not be able to counsel this person.
如果你马上就这样下判断，你就没有办法做好辅导。
Why? Because if we think they are bad parents, then why need to counsel them?
如果你已经下你已经论断他是不好的家长，那你就不能帮助他了。
But we as Christian,
我们是基督徒。
We must look from the more of a spiritual aspect of things.
我们要从属灵的眼光来看事情。
When our brother and sister in great distress and great reproach,
当我们的弟兄姐妹遭大难受凌辱。
Almost all the time, Satan is involved.
通常都是因为有魔鬼的工作。
So if we as counselor,
我们身为辅导者的。
We are not close to God.
如果我们不亲近神，
we don't manifest his, you know, his image and likeness. There's no way we can help these counselees.
如果没有基督的形象，就没有办法帮助对方。
Because what we are fighting is not carnal.
因为我们所征战的不是与血肉征战，
but spiritual.
而是与属灵气。
So we have this kind of concept and be an expert in this kind of area, then we will know.Only then we can help our brothers and sisters.
如果我们熟练于这个属灵的战场，就能够帮助我们的弟兄姐妹。
Oh, so our time is up.
时间到了。
Then we can have hymn singing from 10:30 to 10:40.
在接下来有十分钟的唱诗。
Then we continue this topic.
再来继续谈这个问题。
Let's bow and pray.